Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
By the way, speaking of fun places to go and things to do, Bob Pross is on a phone line. He is with the Ishnala Supper Club. Hey, Bob, it's John. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic.
Are you up at
Osteria? I want to keep saying that name. Osteria.
I got to pound that into my brain here. Jeez, yeah, I've been saying it wrong all these years. And I love that place. I love your place, too. Brenda and I had a wonderful dinner and overnight. You guys aren't a hotel, of course, but we stayed up there by the Ishnala Supper Club, had a great meal, had a great old-fashioned at your place, and then stayed overnight and came back the next day at the Ishnala Supper Club. Is that where you are right now, Bob?
Actually, I'm sitting, we actually own a wedding barn in Illinois, in Rockton, Illinois, right north of Rockford, and I'm sitting out just looking at the property. It's 130 acres, and we have a wedding barn, and my wife and I are out mowing since we're all doing different things these days.
Yeah.
I got like 30 acres of grass. I never had such a big lawn in my life. Anyway, I'm not up at Ishnala right now, but we're getting ready. I've got limited staff, planing, painting, fixing, mulching, mowing, doing whatever, and getting things ready. And hopefully that will be able to open the end of the month. So, we're working on it. We're excited to get open.
You guys have a short season, too. You're not open during the winter, right?
No. So I'm already going to lose 1 out of 6 months. So it's going to hurt a little bit. But, if we can get open and do the social distancing and follow all the rules, and, I'm sure it'll be a slow open. But we've never been slow there, so we'll have to control the crowds. So, but, we're all dealing with what we're dealing with, and we're excited that I'm sure we'll be open at some point, and property's going to look awesome because we've had a little extra time to do some sprucing up and painting. And
yeah.
I actually remodeled the bathrooms.
Well, don't remodel the bar, because when you go to the Ishnala...
No.
When you go into the Ishnala Supper Club, this is my recollection. I wasn't there yesterday, but you go in, and I turned left, and then you go down, and there's this circular bar with glass windows that overlooks... There's some seating in that bar area as well, but it overlooks... what is it? Clear Lake? What's the name of that lake? Mirror Lake?
Well, it is clear, but it's called Mirror Lake.
Mirror Lake, and it's just so cool. And you fully expect to see Don Draper or somebody there. It's just got such a cool 1950s, 60s vibe to it. Am I describing it correctly, Bob?
Without question. It's one of the coolest places there is to experience. I just love it.
After three of Bob's old fashions, you will see Don Draper there.
You will be Don Draper there. And then you go into the...
we sold 52,000 old fashions last year in 183 days. 52,000. We sell more old fashions than anybody anywhere. And we got our own brandy this year, Ishnala Brandy. So we're going to have Ishnala Brandy old fashions along with our Ishnala red wine. So
that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
And then, are you okay, Bob? You're not hurting yourself, are you?
Oh, no, I didn't sound like I was. I'm sorry, I was picking up some sticks. You can't sit still.
Bob, you're on a major market radio station here, and we're trying to help you out. I'd appreciate it if you'd focus.
You want me to focus? Please. I am trying to focus.
If you just focus.
It's probably a coronavirus.
Coronavirus violation number 4.
Bob, we're trying
to
cut down on those here, Bob.
Yeah, well, I apologize.
All right.
I'm sitting out here. There's nobody around within 50 feet, so I'm good.
All right, so...
we appreciate you trying to help us out, and WGN has always been a great supporter of Ishnala, and we are so excited to partner with you, so excited about the season. We can't wait to get open. Along with everybody else.
What's your start? If based on today, when do you guys get to open up, Bob?
May 26th.
May 26th. All right. If I make a...
We're hoping...
Yeah.
We're hoping the governor will... that's the day after Memorial Day weekend.
So got it. Oh, well, that'll be nice.
We'd appreciate being able to be open the weekend before Memorial.
Well, no, let's not push things. Or let's push things. I don't care. When we went there, we made reservations. And so say we were there... Our reservations were 7 o'clock. I don't remember if we got there early or they weren't ready for us right at 7. But whatever it was, we then sat in the bar. So we're visiting with people, just thoroughly enjoying the experience, the view, the lake, the cocktail, the whole bar room. And then we started to think, I hope they don't call us anytime soon because we were having so much fun in the bar. And then eventually we went in and had our meal. But that, Steve, I don't know if you've done that before, but that was my recollection.
I was up there last summer, but they don't take reservations.
So oh, well, that would explain.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you were just telling your major market to call for reservations. And I appreciate you helping me out, but I don't take reservations. You got to sit at the bar and wait for dinner. It's a supper club.
That's how he sells 100,000 old fashions every year.
And yet, for some reason, he sells a lot of old fashions. Huh? What kind of scheme is that, sir?
Great. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Great. Why does he get reservations and we don't?
Okay, all right. I don't remember clearly. I said that. All right. So Memorial Day and then some. Good luck to you. Have a great season. And don't hurt yourself mowing the 38 acres or whatever you're doing there, Bob.
I won't. I'll be safe.
All right. And if folks do want to... I almost asked, how do they make reservations? Like, what's...
Oh, my God.
Get there early. Get prepared for some...
Here, let me clear this up for you. Here's what you do.
Okay.
You drive a mile into the woods.
Right.
And all of a sudden, boom, you see this spectacular property that overlooks Mirror Lake.
Yeah.
You go in, you check in at the host stand and say... Yeah. Two people, I want to eat. And we tell you, okay, it'll be an hour, it'll be an hour and a half, it'll be whatever. Go to one of three bars, go to one of two decks,
yep.
Go out on the grassy area, sit down. It's usually a two to three old right. fashioned wait.
You can actually do a pub crawl inside Isnala.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And make sure you Uber it back to your hotel.
Yeah.
And plan. A lot of people from the Chicago market come up specifically to go to Isnala and stay overnight, like you did.
What town is it in, Bob? Hey, Bob.
It's in Lake Delton. Lake Delton.
Lake Delton, up there by the Dells.
Yeah.
All right.
Wisconsin Dells, yeah.
So what's the number to call to make reservations, then?
608-253-1771. 608-253-1771 to not make reservations. But we certainly would answer your question.
All right. If I call and ask for reservations, do you hang up? What happens then?
No, my staff probably will laugh.
Bob Prosser runs that joint up there in Lake Delton. Nice to talk to you, Bob. You stay well.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking. Appreciate the call.
It's a multitasking owner of the Isnala Supper Club. Sounds kind of fun.
Hey, guys, got so many oars in the water. It's amazing. We had a great night up there one day this summer.
I don't know anybody who hasn't had a nice experience. It's 11:28.